Showtime's newest drama, The Chi, offers a close-up look at violence in a poor neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. The show debuts this Sunday, but NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it is a story that TV should have tackled a long time ago. And a warning, you'll hear some explicit language over the next few minutes.
As a child of nearby Gary, Indiana, I've waited years for a TV show or movie to intimately explore Chicago's poor, mostly black, South Side neighborhoods, like The Wire did for West Baltimore and Boys in the Hood did for South Central LA. And I so wanted The Chi to be that show in this moment. But the first four episodes I saw didn't quite hit the mark. The action starts with Coogie Johnson, a fresh-faced 16-year-old with huge hair. He's childlike enough to feed a stray dog, but savvy enough to barter with the owner of the local bodega for a lower price on his snacks.
$1 for the pop and $1.75 for the jerky.
Wait, how much pop costs?
$1.
How much it costs you? Wholesale.
17 cents.
Okay, so I'll give you a quarter. That's like 8 cents profit, man. How you lose on that?
Everybody else pay $1.
Habib. Listen, man, check this out. I give you a quarter for the pop and I pay full price for the jerky and then we good, man.
How are we good?
Because you're making money.
Eventually, Coogie gets his way.
Okay.
This is what The Chi does best. Humanize people in a place most of us only know from headlines and political rhetoric. Coogie was arrested because he was seen near a murder scene. This leads to a fight between Coogie's older brother, his girlfriend, and Coogie's abusive mom, played by The Wire alum, Sonia Sohn.
Coogie in jail. I need you to get me right down to the police station.
Wait, what happened?
Listen here, girl. Listen, don't be getting your nose all up in my business, all right? It's bad enough I gotta come all the way up here to see my son.
Why do you have to talk to her like that? Why is this
I talk to her the way I please!
Soon, there's another murder in the neighborhood. The characters are caught in a swirl of revenge, violence, and regret as people avoid the police and seek justice on their own. But that's only part of the story in The Chi, which also features elementary school kids. We mostly see a trio of boys who hang together, Papa, Jake, and Kevin, who's played by Alex Hibbard from the Oscar-winning film Moonlight. Here, the three kids explain their biggest challenge in school. Kevin speaks first.
Worst thing about school is getting there. You gotta know who run what block, what crew is beefing with your crew. You might have to walk 3 or 4 blocks out of your way just to avoid the ops.
That's why I'm glad I got the gift of the gab, so I could talk my way out of any situation.
Is that what you did that time you peed on yourself and the boys jumped battle the nine?
The Chi has an impressive pedigree. Chicago native Lena Waithe, who became the first black woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing on Master of None last year, created the show. Oscar-winning rapper Common, also from the Windy City, serves as an executive producer. But this is a sprawling tale which takes a long time to get where it's going. I fear this Showtime series may be a victim of what I call Netflix syndrome, where many of today's high-profile series take way too much time to set up stories. It's also overshadowed by stories we've seen before, most notably The Wire. HBO's series made history a decade ago, depicting an all-black neighborhood crippled by poverty and crime, struggling with violence from an out-of-control illegal drug trade. The Chi needs to tell a story that stands apart from those familiar themes, and so far, I haven't quite seen it. Television is waiting for a story that turns the South Side's unique struggle into groundbreaking pop culture poetry. But The Chi will have to raise its game a bit more to pull that off. I'm Eric Deggans.